If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, brought to you by MyEnvies.com. If you're looking for today's hottest new gadgets or car accessories or electronics or sports gear or kitchen gear, anything you're looking for, guys, head to MyEnvies.com. They've got what you're looking for, and they ship worldwide. Check them out today at MyEnvies.com. Hey, guys, shout out from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the Biz Talk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, raising my mug to all of you in salute, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new previously undreamt of heights, and demolishing your debt once and for all. Thanks for hanging out. Huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates, all of our listeners coast to coast, especially big shout out Mitchell Meeks and Linda E., super fans listening in from Super Talk Mississippi, as we head towards 90 stations coast to coast, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand, because yeah, it's March, but here in the Philadelphia area, it is cold, and we got the big four-letter S word here in town again. Not trying to be too crass or anything. Snow. The four-letter S word I am referring to is snow. No, not really a big fan of vulgarity in language. So many other ways that we can communicate. But I was pretty close to breaking that vulgar rule when we saw snow again here in the Philadelphia area. Make it stop. I'm so ready for springtime, you guys. I am. In the meantime, we have coffee. We have coffee. Tony says hello as we tackle today's trendy topics. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, that's okay. You know that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us, because that's just the type of team player I am. So, yeah, weather coast to coast. The weather is not what any of us are looking for. I am watching weather.com. My husband's a huge fan of weather.com. You know that. He's adorable. I love this guy so much. And he's a big fan of just watching weather.com. We'll watch the weather maps. Here's what's going on the West Coast, the East Coast, the Midwest, you know, the Gulf of Mexico. So we're watching this a lot, and I'm seeing no matter where you are in the country, the weather is not what we're looking for. But you know what? We are going to rise above it. Like the name of those super high clouds that I can never think of the name of, but are mentioned on weather.com all the time. Anywho, we're talking about springtime. May not look like springtime, may not feel like springtime. Springtime's coming up. And when I put out the feelers last week about energy saving ideas for spring, you guys have got some serious game. It was beautiful stuff. I got the usual piles of handouts, the piles of printouts, Tony's pretty cool about printing out all of our stuff. But the people who stock the printer with all the paper are making sure that I recycle. I'm a recyclable type of gal. So we've got stuff to go over. Let's do it. Big things to do to save more cash in the springtime. Proven, ready to go stuff. Giving your AC a tune-up. You know how much we adore when the heaters come on and they actually work when it's freezing out? Same thing's going to happen a million years from now when springtime and summer actually kick in. Believe it or not, despite what your bulky, over-fleeced, or maybe that's just my wardrobe right now, regardless of what your wardrobe choices are telling you right now, it is going to be blisteringly hot before we know it, and you want your air conditioning to work. Now, if your air conditioning is broken and you don't know about it and you don't even try to get it addressed until, say, you know, May or June, you're going to be paying top-notch blessedy prices, okay? You don't want to do that. Check out your AC now. When the temperature starts rising, your air conditioners are going to start working overtime. Give your AC, we have done this every year. Every year we have saved money on this. Give your AC a tune-up early. Get some people out there to check it out to ensure it runs efficiently, otherwise known as economically and safely, which is also very important through the upcoming hot season. When you're servicing your AC, now you guys know that we've got a geothermal system out at our house. It is, we put it in when we first bought the house nearly 20 years ago. It is still such a godsend. It saves us huge cash. If any of you are out there in the market for a new air conditioning system, say yours is completely blown out, you know you're going to be getting a new one, I would highly recommend when you start getting some prices costed out for getting your house switched up with a new AC system, take a look at geothermal, because our system, again, is nearly 20 years old. It's still incredibly efficient. In the 20 years since we purchased our geothermal system, it has moved forward scientifically light years in its design and in its implementation and in its installation, and it's gotten less and less expensive. It's a beautiful thing. Think about it if you're going to be getting that done. Okay. Again, check out your lake. You know, talk to, if you don't have a specified HVAC repair person that comes out, or, you know, someone who maintains it, talk to your neighbors, see who they recommend, get somebody out there and get it taken care of sooner rather than later. It's a beautiful thing. Next up, and this one is important, check your water heater. You know, you don't need to heat your house during the spring, but most of us will continue to use a little bit of hot water to do dishes and wash and shower, all this stuff, to avoid some serious costly repairs in the future. Do this trick. Drain a quarter of your water heater tank to remove the sediment and the debris at least twice a year, and springtime's a great time to do it. Adjust the thermostat to 120 degrees. We have done that ourselves in our house, and you are going to avoid not only scalding temperatures, but you're going to be avoiding some serious high costs when it comes to maintaining this thing. It's a beautiful thing. This next tip, I just did this, and I'm mortified. I'm rubbing my eyes right now because this was horrible. I did this. I can't remember the last time I cleaned out my fridge. I do it every 3 months or so. I want to say that I did it right before the Christmas holidays. So it was about another 3 months. I did it this past weekend. It's horrifying what I found in my refrigerator. And I am home all the time. I always know what's in my fridge. I know what's not. I went in there. I cleaned out easily 20% of the stuff in my fridge. You had bottles of stuff you weren't going to use. You know, you had the mayo that you hadn't used maybe in a few weeks. I'm kind of a freak about mayonnaise. I change it up like once every couple of months, whether I need to or not. The expiration date of my mayo can say, like, you know, 2025, and I'm still going to replace it every couple of months. That's what I do. Clean out your fridge, though, for this reason alone. It's one of the biggest energy hogs in your whole home. Now, I mentioned before our geothermal system is about 20 years old. So's our fridge. And when I mentioned this in polite company a couple of weeks ago, people were looking at me like I was nuts. Tony, when is the last time you replaced your fridge? You don't know. Okay, well, at least I know. So I know it's 20 years. All right. Oh, okay. So yeah, he's renting. He doesn't know when the refrigerator went in. And that's just fine. But apparently, everybody I know, you know, everybody else walking the earth has got a newer refrigerator than I do. I love my refrigerator. It's not broken. I don't think it's a huge energy hog. But if you're in the market for one, you know, look around for one that's one of those energy savers. Here's the big reason to clean out your fridge. Start by rolling your refrigerator away from the wall. You're going to be reducing your energy consumption after doing this exercise, okay? You're going to be cutting down your electric bill with this one simple exercise, okay? Start by rolling your refrigerator away from the wall. I'm chuckling because I did this and it was horrifying. Use a duster or a vacuum hose to clear out the dirt and the dust from the coils, okay? It doesn't matter if you are a surgeon in your official life, all right? If you have the cleanliness and the habits of, you know, I don't know what, a scientist, you know, we're used to working in a lab, it doesn't matter. When you roll your refrigerator away, somehow defying all odds of physics, dust and dirt have made their way past the very slender spaces on either side of your refrigerator, and they made their way around to the back. And it's caked with stuff. I'm not joking. It's totally caked with stuff. It's terrifying. Pull that out, okay? Remove all that dirt away from you. Use that vacuum hose, okay? The one with the little pointy part on it that you can really specify. You kind of point it where you need it to go. It's going to take all the dirt and the dust from the coils, and then you shove it back into place. That apparently is going to be very helpful. Then get into your fridge. Remove all the old food from your fridge that you don't need, that you know you're not going to use, and allow the air to circulate. It increases the efficiency of your fridge and won't have to work so hard. Now, you shouldn't leave your fridge completely empty. Find that sweet spot, okay? You keep it about two-thirds of the way full, all right? You prevent air from leaking out when you open the door. If your fridge is located near the oven, maybe, or it's in direct sunlight, you might want to move it to a cooler location, they're saying. in my opinion, don't go to all the trouble of moving your refrigerator to a cooler location. Just draw the shades or, you know, give it some shade somehow during the hottest, sunshiniest parts of the day. Here's kind of a funny story with regards to replacing your refrigerator. A few months ago, when the refrigerator door was kind of, the kids are always in, they're out, they're trying to shut it, they don't shut it all the way because they have these busy kid lives in which, you know, a video game's waiting for them or some phone call with a friend is waiting, and they just don't have time to dedicate to making sure the refrigerator door is completely shut. All right, so whenever the door was just this tiny bit ajar, it looked shut, it wasn't quite, I was smelling this weird plastic smell, and I'm thinking, oh my God, the refrigerator's on its last legs, it's trying to give me some warning signs, it smelled like really hot plastic, and I started to get really worried. And so I said, okay, well, it's time to start shopping for a new refrigerator, let's see what we got going on here. Finally, it dawns on me, when the doors open a little bit, the light is on in the refrigerator. So what do? There's lights all over my refrigerator. There's like three levels of lights. I look at the top, it's fine. Look at the middle, it's fine. On the bottom shelf, near the fruit drawers, there's a light down there. What did I do? I found out that I'd put a bag of apples too close to that blankety-blank light, and the plastic from that bag of apples was resting against the light, making that hot plastic smell. So I am freaking out, like laughing, swearing, you know, yelling, oh, for the love of whatever. I'm thinking it's going to cost us thousands of dollars. No, it didn't. So what do? I take everything out of there, clean out the fridge, and I scrape what is this melted plastic off of this light bulb, and now we've got a refrigerator that's working perfectly again. No funny weird smells, no hot plastic, and some serious cashola saved. Now we don't have to buy a new refrigerator. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. If there's one thing I'm finding out, it's that when I'm doing this springtime cleaning, be it the fridge or be it my terrifying oven, who knew an oven could get that crazy dirty, but it did. It's done now. It's all better. But it's saving you money. It's saving you time. It's saving you peace of mind. It's a beautiful thing. What are you guys finding to be your best go-to move in the spring to save your time, your money, and your sanity? I want to hear from you. I want to know all of your good advice. And if you have a similar story about your refrigerator, tell me so I feel better about myself. It's all good. Guys, hang out for a second. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. More after this. Cheap and small,
and not too steep. There's a new place to shop online. A place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing, everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvies.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
For a limited time at Sprint, lease one Samsung Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus and get one S9 on us. Plus, with Galaxy Forever exclusively from Sprint, you can upgrade to the newest Galaxy every year. It's like pre-ordering for the future. No other national carrier gives you what Galaxy Forever does. And it's included with Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus. These phones are loaded with great features, including Samsung's best camera ever with super slow-mo, advanced low-light photo taking, and instant translation of street signs, menus, and more. You can also create AR emojis you have to see to believe. Switch to Sprint today. Lease a Galaxy S9 or S9 Plus, and for a limited time, get one S9 on us. Call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit sprint.com/galaxy.
S9, $33 a month. S9 Plus, $38 a month. And get a second S9, $0 a month after $33 a month credit applied within two bills. Requires 18-month leases with two new lines or one new line and one upgrade after 12 lease payments. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, and $30 activation fee. Upgrade after 12 lease payments. Restrictions apply.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information Kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to defy the weather you see around you, and let's embrace the fact that springtime is here. It's all good. One of the things, I had to make sure I brought this up in this segment. Oh, my God. So I'm out in the backyard this past weekend, and it's relatively nice out. We're hanging out. We're, you know, we don't have the cushions out yet on the back patio set because we know that this snow's coming this week. I'm so mad at snow. I'm so tired. I'm so done. Stick a fork in me and done the snow. But enough of that. So we're sitting in the backyard. Kids are playing on the swing set. You guys already know the story about the swing set. Got it for free on Craigslist because it was this huge, ridiculous, originally $9,000, really sturdily built swing set. Got it for free on Craigslist because it's ridiculous to move. It's ridiculous to put up. It's ridiculous to, you know, you look at it. The word ridiculous just jumps into your head. Anyway, kids are having a ball on it. They're on the swings. And I go looking near the slide. You know, the big slide. You've got big, huge wooden beams on either side of the slide. It's great stuff, very sturdy. And as I suspected, these blankety-blank woodpeckers out near us have turned this thing into Swiss cheese between last fall and this year. What do they do? Why? There's a million trees around me, and they come to my wooden swing set. They don't go to the trees. God forbid they go all natural on me. No, they come up to my swing set, and they start nibbling away at it. Not only that, and I've seen this other critter as well, those big carpenter bees. Yeah, Tony's kind of like, you know, cringing in terror. They are that scary bees. So between the woodpeckers and the bees, there's a couple of beams inside my beloved swing set that need some serious reinforcement. It's not dangerous or anything, but you know you got to take care of it. If you guys have any kind of a similar swing set or a porch or a back deck that has wood on it, and you know for a fact that the woodpeckers and the critters and the bees are all, you know, all over that, when the weather gets a little bit nicer, not like now in Philadelphia when we still have snow on the ground again, I digress. Here's what you got to do. I went to the local home improvement centers. There's a couple things we can do here. Number one, get yourself some serious, like, wood hardening caulk type stuff or the wood putty and just start squirting it into these holes like you're doing frosting into a container, those kind of things. Just start plugging up all the leaks. Plug up every single thing. That those materials out there these days are blankety blank awesome. I tested them out. The holes are all getting filled up. I can't do it now because the weather's crappy. I will finish it up later. Go out to your wooden deck, your wooden porch, your wooden swing set, your wooden chairs out there that you're planning on putting out there. If you've got anything like me going on, you're going to have holes that have been cut into all those things with all the elements and the critters out there. Plug them all up. Make it happen. Apparently, you can paint right over it, too. And then what I have to do with this swing set, after I'm done plugging up all these holes, I have to restain it. I was connecting with my mom, who is just homemaker extraordinaire. She is so good at maintaining all of her outdoor stuff. It's like she goes out in the woods, and it's like Snow White. Like, the birds, like, flourish around her. They kind of, like, dance and sing pretty songs, and she never gets bit by a bug or whatever because she's just that magical and cool. I go out into the yard, and immediately nature sets upon me to destroy me, like, you know, bugs and birds.
foods and I'll trip or, you know, I'll poke myself with something. I mean, it's just, it's not a pretty sight. It's funny as hell, but it's not a pretty sight. She's telling me about how every year she puts this new coat of stain on the back porch, on her back deck. It's this big monstrous back deck that she and Dad have. And it looks mighty cool. And here's the best part. When you slap on like a really thick coat of this stain, this kind of thing, apparently it repels all the critters, which I would really like to see happen on my stuff. So go out there. If you've got anything wooden outdoors that you like, the furniture or the swing sets or the deck or anything made out of wood, a shed, who the heck knows? Take a look out there, plug up the holes right now before the next, you know, generation of, you know, wood-eating critters, wood-eating, you know, stuff out there goes to set on your furniture and everything else. Just put a coat of stain down there. I already put all of the caulk, and I got to squirt some more, like the just the wood-hardening putty type thing to plug up these holes. It's going to be good as new, which is good because I'm not doing that again with another swing set. We're not putting another swing set up. This is the one we've got forever, so we have to maintain it. You get the point. If you got anything like that going on, make it happen too. And send me some pictures. I want to see pictures of how you guys do it. I want to see pictures to see mainly selfishly if you look as nuts as I do after an outdoor project. We have no secrets here, my friends. Just, you know, send me the pictures. Let me know what happens here. Okay, somewhat related. Start sealing the cracks in your house. In the warm weather, the cool air, you've known it. You've seen it. It sucks right through the cracks. It's taking money right out of your pocket. It's not good. If you uncover sources of air leakage and you know you're going to see them, do not ignore them, which can be so tempting. Just seal the openings with a clear or a paintable chalk with a paintable caulk. I have seen the clear caulk. It is actually pretty wicked cool. Whatever, depending on whatever you're trying to seal up. If it's anything near windows, try thinking about the clear caulk. No matter what it is, think about the clear caulk, the paintable caulk. The money you will save will be phenomenal. You'll be banging your head against the wall thinking you wish you'd done this before. All right, next up, get smart with your thermostat. Yeah, most experts agree. Here's the thing. 78 degrees is the ideal temperature to save on energy costs while maintaining comfort during warm weather. That makes sense. We actually tick it up a little bit higher in our house. It could be around 80 upstairs. And we just turn on all kinds of fans. We are not uncomfortable. I am not a fan of being uncomfortable, pun intended. I want to be comfortable. I will be comfortable. I'm just not going to spend a lot to do it, okay? Here's the thing. For every degree you set your thermostat above 78 degrees during warmer weather, you save an estimated 8% more off your energy bill. I'll read that again. That's relevant. Like, say in the Hagopian house, we set our summertime thermostat to 80. Okay. I've talked to people who set it to 65 in the summertime. I cannot believe it. Like, you have to wear a coat inside. It's crazy. Anyway, for every degree you set your thermostat above 78 during warmer weather, like say we set ours at 80. Okay. For every degree, that's 2 degrees above, we are saving at least 15% off of our summertime energy bill. All right. Now think about your energy bill. Think about 1 month in the dead of summer, your energy bill to cool your house. How would you like to save 15% off that? That's what I'm talking about. So when you leave your house as well, it's an energy smart move. Raise your settings even when you just leave the house. So that cooling will only occur if the temperature exceeds, oh, this is a good one. This is a bold move. One of our listeners, is it Cecile? I'm trying to read my own handwriting. When she leaves her house, it's an energy smart move to raise the settings so that cooling only occurs if the temperature exceeds 88 degrees. Oh, girlfriend, that is fantastic. I'm digging it. We got time for one more before the break. Embrace natural ventilation. Yeah, you guys, I hope I'm not showing my age here. Do you know, when I grew up in Wisconsin, the only room that had an air conditioner, first of all, was my folks' bedroom. Like, we played in the house, we played in the basement, we played in the backyard, we played in the kitchen. There were fans going all the time. We were comfortable, but the only room with the flat out, you know, with the window air conditioner was my folks' room. And when the temperature went too high in the summertime, we'd all just pile into the floor and there, whatever else. Now, you got people who never crack open a window in the summertime. Crack open your windows. You're trying to get to the temperature to your house, maybe in the 60s, maybe in the 70s. That's going to happen at night. Open your windows at night. I'm begging you. All right. In the springtime, especially, no matter if you've got an older house, a new house, you throw open those windows, you're going to create a gorgeous cross breeze. It flows through the house for a natural cooling effect. What does that mean? Natural cooling effect? That's code for free. Okay. Open your windows. Open them up in the evening. Flood the space with the cooler air and then close them in the morning before the day gets crazy. You might also, I've heard this before, you might also consider installing insulated thermal back window coverings to keep heat from coming in through your windows. Sounds kind of expensive. I'm hearing, you know, insulated thermal back window. I hear cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Check it out yourselves. Go to the home improvement centers. See what it would cost you to do that compared to other ways of doing it. And get back to me. Let me know your stuff. All right. Yes, yes, yes. Tony freaking out on me again. Guys, hang out for a minute. When we get back after the break, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We are here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is half past the hour. Time for, by far, my favorite segment. The fabulous gentleman to my right here, a.k.a. Dad. It's been a couple of weeks since we had you on the show.
Well, last week the weather kind of zapped us.
I cannot hack this weather anymore. I'm done. Stick a fork in me. I'm done. No more of this weather. I'm ready for some freakishly warm, out of the ordinary March weather. Pretty please.
Pronto. I thought about buying a snowplow for the new car, but it turns out it's got a real high retrofit cost there. So
I don't think we went for that.
And then the neighbors want me to plow out their driveways.
That's right.
And all that stuff.
There's
too,
always those hidden, you know, bummers.
And I'd probably beat up the car, and that wouldn't be a good thing. So anyway, we'll continue to be stuck by the weather on occasion.
Yep, but we're in the right direction. Springtime's coming. Wherever you are in the country, better weather's coming. I promise you.
You it's folks living down in the South, count your blessings.
I know. But even in Atlanta, WCFO, our station there, we've got they're having freakish cold weather this past winter. So we are all in the same hat here. It's all good.
Oh,
however,
yeah. Louisville, Kentucky, big snowstorm. Last couple of days.
Icky. And that's beautiful country, too. Yep. All right. So despite the weather, it is still springtime coming up, which means a wonderful little kick in the pants to the already really wonderfully hyper real estate market. What are the latest trends telling you this past week, sir? What do we have to look forward to coming
up
here?
Well, you know, the trends, Chrissy, are the same ones that we've been talking about for some time. And that is that this is the best time that you will have for the rest of your home buying lifetime to buy that residential real estate.
That's a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say, John, you've been giving this advice for 4 years now? Yep, and finally people are paying attention.
No, but it's been true the entire time because the trends have been pointing in an upward motion in the last year plus. All of the stars have been aligned with regards to improvements in your salary, you know, increasing in savings, a much more healthy real estate market. People are buying houses at higher prices because they have the higher salaries to justify it. They're selling it at higher prices. The homes are selling at a much more rapid clip than they were a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And so it's all for the best of reasons that, yes, now is the best time to get in that market.
All of those things are true. Now, the real estate opportunity, buying opportunity, not as good as it was 4 years ago.
True.
Not as good as it was 3 years ago. Not as good as it was 2 years ago. Not as good as it was a year ago.
Yep.
Not as good as it was 6 months ago. Better now than it'll be 6 months from now.
Exactly.
And a year from now. I believe that real estate is going to continue to be a good investment for our foreseeable future. And I'm not just talking about the amount of time that you or I are going to be alive, but I think for the foreseeable future of the history of the Western world, as long as we've got our form of government, real estate is going to be a very, very solid investment.
I agree.
And now is the best time we're going to have for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to buy that piece of residential property. Now, why do I say that? Well, prices are increasing.
That's true.
People who forecast prices, who should know what they're talking about, and most of the time they do, not always, most of the time they do, are saying that the median value of a home in the United States is going to increase by about 25% over the next 5 years.
That is mighty pretty.
Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't true in absolutely all the areas. I'd say it's probably true in 97% of the areas. There are some places recovered from that 2008 peak yet.
It's true.
There are some people who are still painfully underwater, and when I say painfully, believe me, it is painful. Thank you, federal government, for engineering that big recession.
Yeah, right.
And we'll devote a whole program to that at some point in the future.
Good stuff.
But on average, across the whole country, prices are projected to go up 25% over the next 5 years. So that means If you buy a $300,000 house right now, Chrissy, what is 25% of $300,000?
That would be half of half, which is 75 grand.
There you go. Half of half. That's a pretty neat neat little shortcut you took there.
There you go.
Did I teach you that one?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
All right. So you can enjoy a better standard of living, live in the house of your choice, and then 5 years from now, you're probably going to be worth $75,000 more than you would be if you hadn't bought that house.
You got to love that.
So you got the prices that are going up. And overall, I'd say for the next far out as we can see, home prices are going to be going up.
Yep, it's just a great investment.
Yep, and now mortgage interest rates are also projected to increase.
That's true, I heard
which
that
is
too.
Going to increase what you have to pay for the house. Not too long ago, in late 2017, you could still get a mortgage for under 4%.
That's nice.
Which is still horrendously low. Only time in our country's history when mortgage interest rates have been below 6% is the last 4 or 5 years.
That's amazing. And it doesn't look like it's going to skyrocket that fast, but it is up from in the last 6 months alone.
It is up. The mortgage interest rate, I think, for a no-point 30-year conventional loan now is around 4.4, 4.5%.
Oh, there you go.
Which is not an insignificant increase. Every 1% rise in the interest rate increases your principal and interest payment by 10%. So if you've gone up by 0.5%, your principal and interest payment is going to be going up by 5%. So if you've got a mortgage payment of $2,000, goes up by 5%, $100 a month, that's $1,200 a year. That amounts to some real money. 10 years, $1,200 a year, $12,000.
That's a lot.
Enough to pay for a few cruises.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. New car, whatever else, it's all good. What I'm finding very reassuring about these numbers is how it's all working in the consumer's favor. Numbers are on the rise because wages are on the rise, because consumer confidence is absolutely skyrocketing. And I want you to ride the wave of that. Yeah, you might be looking at past numbers from, say, a couple of years ago where it was not that happy stuff. Now we're looking at a brand new reality where things are going to be working in your favor. If you have some trepidation about dipping a toe into the market, just turn down the noise, listen to that inner voice, see if you're feeling more secure in your job, maybe your spouse's job. You know now's the time to do it. Taking the plunge on this, whether you're buying the first house, moving up, there's always going to be a sleepless night or two where, you know, you're not going to be getting quite that many winks because you're obsessing. Did I do the right thing? What am I going to do? It's always the right thing. Get
you
in there.
You will have some sleepless nights.
Exactly.
One or two or three.
Get in there. Make it happen. It's all good.
If it's your first time purchase, you're probably going to have more sleepless nights
probably,
than you wouldn't.
But they all do.
That's correct. I say, oh, my God, did I pay too much?
Yeah.
Is the mortgage going to go down? Is the value going to go down? What happens if I lose my job, et cetera, et cetera,
exactly
et cetera.
Exactly right. Those are the thoughts going through every homeowner.
Take the plunge. The economy is looking great. Mortgage situation is pretty stable. You are going to see mortgage interest rates going up. Get in now while the getting is better than it'll be a month from now, 2 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now. Now the time is hot. It's going to be a good investment regardless of when you buy over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. But right now is the best time you'll have for the rest of your home buying lifetime to get that house bought.
That's it. It's as simple as that, isn't it? Forget all the noise, forget all the newscasts, whatever else. Now is the best time to get in there and get it done. You'll thank yourself down the road, like so many other big investments, big choices.
Amen. And if you
yourself.
Have any questions about anything we're talking about here, Chrissy, give them the number of our Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. Call, text, we'll get back to you pronto with the information you're looking for.
You got it, gang. Here's the number, 484-574-4088.
That's 484-574-4088. And lastly, on why it's a good time to make that move right now, Chrissy, occasionally I run into people, and this one always mystifies me. Well, I don't want to buy a house because I don't want to tie myself down to paying a mortgage.
Yes.
And I just don't want all that responsibility. My God, I'm going to owe somebody $250,000 or $300,000. Well, folks, let me tell you something. Whether you're renting or whether you own your own house, you're paying the mortgage.
That's exactly right.
If you're owning your own home, you're paying the mortgage for yourself. Every month when you make that mortgage payment, you own a little bit more of that house.
It's a nice feeling.
It is. And if you are renting, every month when you pay that rent check, you're making somebody else a little bit richer.
Yeah, exactly right. Whoever owns the home, whoever owns the property is going to be the one that's benefiting most from those payments.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And everything you're saying is so spot on. Renting, a lot of times some people have this sense of security. Oh, this will be so much safer. I can move whenever I want to, whatever else. And all that may be true, but when, you know, a couple decades down the road, one decade, 5 decades, whatever down the road, you're going to be saying, oh my God, I wish I could turn back the clock and own that property. I'd be paying myself. Just like John Harriet says, I'd be having, 25% increase over just a few years' time and have an increase in my net worth. You once did the coolest segment talking about how people who buy versus people who rent and their net worth when all is said and done come retirement
let's
age.
Talk about that a little
and
bit,
that
please.
In itself could be the biggest reason to do it. Mm-hmm. It's just, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, there were a couple of surveys done, and we've talked about them on previous shows, that compared the net worth of renters on average with the average net worth of people who own their own homes.
Exactly.
And the numbers came out a little bit different depending upon who did the survey.
Right.
One survey said that the average net worth of homeowners was 45 times that of renters. Another one said that the average net worth for homeowners was 38 times that of renters.
It all works.
So if, you know, the average homeowner has got a net worth of $200,000 to $300,000.
Yep.
And a lot of that comes from the fact that they own a home. You know, look back at our own home buying history. The house we live in right now is probably worth $500,000, $550,000.
Very cool.
When we bought it, we paid $83,000 for it.
And it wasn't that long ago.
Well, it was 1979.
Still.
Not that long ago in terms of the way I look at time.
Me too.
If you're a fifth grader, I guess 40 years is probably a little bit longer.
Maybe
time.
A little longer to them. They're not home buyers yet.
No, they're not home buyers yet. Now, granted, we bought a fixer-upper, and we probably saved $30,000 on the price.
Gosh, yes.
But even if we paid $110,000, and it's worth $550 now, that is one whale of a multiplier. So, folks, the stars are aligned. If you're thinking about making this kind of a move, either first time or move up by, maybe you're a seasoned citizen like Chrissy's mom and I, and you're thinking about selling and moving into a smaller home, maybe all on one level, folks, you need to get a hold of that good realtor. Interview two or three. So the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline is...
Absolutely, guys. Call or text anytime, 484-574-4088.
That's 484-574-4088. And folks, we've talked a bit about how you can save for a down payment a lot quicker than you think. There are ways to buy a house with no down payment.
Amazing.
And again, you need that good realtor to do that. And we've talked about the reasons that springtime right now is a great time to be buying a house.
Heck yeah.
And it's not just springtime. It's really any season of the year is a good time to be buying that house. But you need to have yourself that good realtor who makes sure that you're getting the right kind of a good deal.
Yep.
Chrissy,
right.
I think we're about done, huh?
I think we're about done. Thanks for some more great advice, guys. Get out there. Dip a toe in. You'll be glad that you did. And we'll be right back, guys. Right after this.
Cheap is small, but not too steep, but best of all.
There's a new place to shop online, a place that has everything you're looking for, all at amazing everyday low prices. Visit myenvies.com. Grab some of today's hottest new gadgets, car accessories, electronics, sports gear, kitchenware. They even offer incredible new fashion design clothing and so much more. That's myenvies.com. Why shop anyplace else? No matter what you're looking for, chances are they have it for less. Join their free rewards program, create a free account, and grab 200 free points and save even more money. MyEnvies.com. Today's top brands, designer fashion, and the latest new gadgets. Always in stock and ready to ship worldwide. Before you overspend at other online sites, you owe it to yourself to visit MyEnvies.com. We promise that our products, services, and prices are second to none. That's MyEnvys.com. It's your one-stop shop. Online superstore.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Many thanks again to John Harriet, a.k.a. Dad, for another fabulous bit of advice regarding the upcoming springtime / summertime real estate market. It's all good. All right, last segment. We're talking about ways to improve your life without killing your pocketbook for the upcoming springtime weather. And one thing I keep hearing about, I wanted to make sure we covered this, is investing in Energy Star appliances. I don't know if I have any. I got to be honest with you. But this is something that keeps throwing around. It's like the catchphrase, you know, # Energy Star appliances. And if you're planning, this is only if you're planning on purchasing new appliances this spring. If you have perfectly functioning appliances, like I do at Casa Hagopian, where we've got nearly 20-year-old stove, nearly 20-year-old oven, 20-year-old refrigerator, 20-year-old, you know, whatever. We have the newer, you know, we have a couple things that are newer. But all that stuff's old. Make sure if they work, keep them. Don't change them up. But if you are thinking about, or you know, like maybe a refrigerator, it's just dead, it's gone, you know you need a new one, check out the Energy Star stuff. I'm hearing good stuff about that. Proven paperwork is at the ready that these Energy Star ones, they do run more efficiently than the older models, and they can reduce your home energy use by, you know, up to, some people are saying up to 50% if you, you know, load up your house with them. So I like that. That works for me. Not only do those appliances help you save on your bill, and also, if you're into the hippie stuff, which you got to teach me how to do, they also apparently help reduce greenhouse gas emissions and water consumption and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. You know, they kind of lost me on that. I got to be honest with you. Don't judge me. But when they're saving you a ton of money, oh, I'm a happy camper. All right, it's all good. And as usual, I've got 2 tons of stuff printed out, and I got to maybe only about 1 speck of a ton. It's all good. Here's what else we're going to be doing. As we start ramping up for the summer, I got to start losing some weight. I know it's said that I'm kind of going from subject to subject. I have been having tremendous luck keeping it very much old school. I'm not signing up for expensive memberships. I'm not buying expensive food. Here's what I'm doing. I'm throttling back on how much I eat. I'm going really old school. A lot of people now, I have to low carb it as well, or else it's just not going to happen. But people are saying, oh, you want to do the low carb? You have to, you know, buy the fabulous steaks and the seafood and everything else. And I'm like, not so much. One thing I am doing with regards to saving money in the spring as we ramp up here. I'm eating less, which, first of all, is slashing the grocery bill more than I'm comfortably would really like to say. It's kind of surprising. Secondly, I'm using my crock pot big time. If you want to start saving yourself some serious heat in your house come the spring, use that crock pot, man. It's taking super cheap cuts of meat. It's turning it into super delicious stuff with the press of a button. Let it stay in there. Let it go all day on low. Have fun with it. And it's good stuff. I've been in just tremendously enjoying myself with that. The stew meats. I'm doing tons of tuna. I'm doing tons of the one low-carb food that your body will love pretty much above all others, eggs. They're inexpensive. They're doing wonders for my body. And it does a body good. It's all good. All right, next up. Staying in shape on a budget these last couple of, you know, minutes here as we start getting ready for spring, which is what we've been talking about this whole past hour. You get your house ready for spring, get your car ready for spring, get it all checked out as well, and get your body ready for spring. Because I'm only talking in regards to the Hagopian house here. The adults, myself especially, so not ready for spring. Now's the time to kick it into high gear. Start throttling back to all the super inexpensive high-protein meats we just talked about. Get a little bit of fresh air for yourself. Throw open the windows when the weather permits and start sweating just a little bit. I am so freaking out of shape. It is just a little terrifying. I'm in my 40s. I keep saying that because this is the year I turned 50. So I'm saying 40s as much as I can. I should not be this out of shape. It's a little horrifying how out of shape I am. I can still climb stairs. I can still run a little bit and walk as much as I want to and bicycle and everything else. But I can tell just feeling my body the way it is, I'm hugely out of shape. Now's the time to take care of that. And how do you do that? By just sweating it out a little bit. There are tons of gyms near me here in the Philadelphia area. I'm talking with people in LA, people in Austin, Texas, listeners from Minneapolis, whatever it is. And now is when all of these gym memberships are starting to kind of pop up. Think about if you want to, if you need that extra discipline thrown at you, like you need to drive to a gym. A lot of people are saying that. And if it works for you, knock it on out. However, if you're going to be like one of those great gym membership people, you never cause any trouble, you don't break anything, you're not rude, you are the people that the gym owners will adore. Go up to them and talk to them and say, hey, look, here's your cool deal that you got going on here. Would it be possible to, you know, XYZ this deal to make it more appealing to me? Here's what I'll do for you, blah, blah, blah. Because everybody I know who goes to these gyms, they are told over and over again that these deals are very flexible. So if you feel like, oh, you know what? I can't quite afford what they're offering over here. It's pretty reasonable, not quite. Talk to some of the management there. See what they can do for you. Going back towards my way of doing things, because you know me getting in a car and driving to a place where I'm going to exercise and scare small children with my exercising. I'm not going to exercise inside a small contained space with cameras that can then, I just envision them using my exercise workout footage at their holiday parties and everybody getting a good chuckle out of it. That's the way my brain works, so I'm not doing that. What I am going to be doing and what works tremendously, hitting the local playground. Around here, we've got great playgrounds. My kids love it, and it's got a track circling the playground, so it's perfect. I keep my eyes very closely on my kids. I'm just a few steps away from them. You know, you can see them at all times. We also live in a very wonderfully rural, that's code for, you know, kind of boring environment. You know, we're oftentimes the only ones at the park. Kids are having fun. I'm getting some great, desperately needed exercise on the track nearby. No one sees me on camera sweating and huffing and puffing and becoming, you know, very frightening. Everyone's a winner. So if you've got kids or grandkids or neighborhood kids or your friends, you know, your kids have got friends that come with them, the playground is such an awesome option for you, okay? Knock yourself going out up there. It's your tax money that pays for this park. So go there and have some fun with it. You can push a jogging stroller if you want to around the track. I have done that back when I had kids that needed a jogging stroller. It's just fun. They're getting some desperately needed fresh air. If your house has been closed off all winter, everyone's a winner. You're going to sleep like a log. It's so annoying. Whenever I do the exercise around the track, especially just some good old-fashioned walking, it's free. It's easy. You can do it with kids and grandkids and girlfriends and boyfriends and loved ones and everybody else. It's inexpensive and it is maddeningly, annoyingly effective. Not only do I sleep like a log when I just take it back to old school and just do a bunch of walking with the kids, but it's working, getting the jeans a little less tight too. So it's all good. Here's another thing. And people were sending me these links. Wherever you are across the country, gyms and studios often offer free classes for people who are thinking about a membership. And there's these great deals. Oh, my God, yeah, I got to bring this up. I do not do a lot of Groupon. I don't do a lot of living social. And when I say that in an environment, people will look at me like I've just sprouted an extra head. Groupon is where it's at. Groupon, people are getting huge, amazing deals for gym memberships, for new running shoes, for, you know, YMCA membership, whatever it is. Groupon apparently is your ticket for slashing these kind of prices as well. So check out Groupon, see what they can offer you for you too. Get your memberships or just, you know, find places nearby you didn't even know about. That might be a perfect fit for what you're looking for. Maybe there's this huge, amazing, you know, ultra stadium looking place that you didn't think you could afford. Groupon oftentimes has fantastic opportunities and great offers that can give you exactly what you're looking for at exactly the price you're looking for. So you're getting the exercise, kids are having some fun, and you're not overspending. That's what we're talking about. Guys, the time has flown. It's been another wonderful hour. I love you guys. Send me all of your good stuff. Hang in there, springtime. We'll be here before you know it. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, but best of all.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.